Should West Virginia science teachers continue to teach climate change as a scientific fact or as a debatable theory? Over 100 people flooded the boardroom at the state capitol, many of them because of a controversial addition to the science curriculum for K through 12 students. Recognizing their concerns, the board voted to place the proposal back on a 30-day public comment period. The vote came at the suggestion of Clayton Birch, the Department of Education's chief academic officer.
It's important to make sure we get it right. There's time. Our recommendation is that we withdraw the policy and we place a policy on comment that is a version that is aligned to the Next Generation Science Standards.
Next Generation is West Virginia's version of Common Core. About 7 people spoke against the motion to withdraw the policy. 2 were staff of CFAC, a D.C.-based nonprofit that promotes the theory that global warming is caused by natural cycles in the Earth's atmosphere.
Let me categorically state up front, there is absolutely no scientific consensus on the issue of climate change.
This is Craig Rucker, who lives in Virginia and makes over $100,000 working to generate more public debate about climate change. Rucker has also been mentoring a Marshall University student, Caitlin Grimes, a political science major who told the board they are wrong to continue to teach climate change as dogma.
The result is a generation who assume man-made climate change fears are in fact a fact, when it is in fact nothing more than unproved theory that is being passed off as such.
That humans are causing climate change is a fact, according to the International Panel on Climate Change. Here in West Virginia, however, that opinion is debated by some. But not all West Virginians are climate deniers. Jim Sconyers lives in Preston County and is a retired math and science teacher. He's also president of the West Virginia Sierra Club and says climate change is not a theory, but a fact.
As a teacher, I would have been furious to be required to espouse falsehoods and propaganda from the fossil fuel industry's well-oiled disinformation campaign as science. I am really sorry to see that this episode has made West Virginia a national and international laughingstock.
A dozen environmentalists like Sconyers spoke against the new science standards that would encourage students to debate climate change as a theory. The changes to the standards were made last fall at the request of state school board member Wade Linger. He had said he didn't believe human-influenced climate change is a foregone conclusion.
I simply asked that people actually look at the wording of the proposed standards and ask themselves, does that really restrict the students from being taught all of the theories about global warming? And it restricts nothing.
Although the board voted to withdraw the policy with Linger's changes, the way climate change is taught in public schools in West Virginia could continue to be a debate. Beginning next week, the public will have 30 days to comment on the latest version of the state's scientific standards for a policy that will go into effect July 2016. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.